The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Peter.
And John is still dead.
Yeah. Well, you usually don't come back from that. I mean...
Oh, I'm working on it.
I'm John.
I think he got turned into a new...
I'm John, bro.
John is dead.
But he got better.
And I'm working on it. I'm rebuilding John, like the $6 billion man, but it's going to be like gum wrappers and paper clips.
So the $6 man?
Yeah.
So today we're playing Battlefield 1. A little late to the game. I've actually had this for a bit. I just really haven't played much of it.
Looks super fun. It's been out for what, a couple months?
Don't let the black screen fool you. It is Battlefield 1.
It is, yeah. It's
loading. Loading. There it is. Yay.
Beautiful.
It's so really, really pretty game. Like,
look at them textures.
Every time I load it up, I'm like, damn.
You know? Yeah, if only Resident Evil looked this good.
Does it not?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
No, but we're playing it in VR, so at least it'll be immersive then.
Yeah. That's true. That's a very good point. I want to play some of that in VR. I want to be scared. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. Woo-hoo. The PC version of Resident Evil 7 does look better, but not
like
that
this.
Much. Yeah. It just looks like a crisper version of the one that's on PS4, which, I mean, is
right.
What you kind of expect.
And I'm sure in VR it's even blurrier.
Yeah.
Than, you know.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Oh my god, is that in-game? Because this is mesmerizing.
Like in-engine?
Yeah, like this isn't pre-rendered?
I'm pretty sure this is pre-rendered.
I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it does look really good. It does look pre-rendered, yeah.
Now that I see people.
That part especially, yeah. It still looks really good in-engine too, though.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Well,
that still looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's not bad, dude. It's better than Battlefront.
Yeah, I know, right? Interesting.
It'd probably be better if we could hear what they're saying, but...
We got subtitles. All the best movies have subtitles. Didn't you know that? Even though it's
you
not a movie.
You don't need to hear anything. You just need to shoot people.
I'll turn it up a little bit for the stream, but not for the audio stream. Just because this game gets loud. Like, fast.
It does, yeah.
As soon as stuff starts blowing up.
Right.
Like your phone. So, some good news for people that don't intend to buy the Nintendo Switch. Nintendo has announced that Zelda Breath of the Wild will be the final game for final Wii U game. Which, I mean, for me, I own a Wii U. At least I think I still do.
You must have really liked it.
I may have lost it in the move, maybe. But I have no intention of buying the Nintendo Switch. It seems kind of gimmicky to me personally. I'm going to wait to see what happens. Maybe there'll be something so epic that I'll have to buy it. But until then, I'm going to wait on the reviews. But I was, initially, I don't know if this is a good move for them or not. Because it seemed like one of the draws to buying the Nintendo Switch is the need to buy their exclusive titles. And now it's not exclusive to that console anymore.
Right.
So you have the option to buy it for the Wii U. And so I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that in a business sense. I'm happy as a Nintendo fan, Nintendo consumer.
Yeah,
you know,
that whole like launch thing when they did the Switch reveal and stuff is kind of not entirely moot now.
No.
Because you'll still be able to play it differently on the Switch, but
right.
It's not exclusive like you said. So
I guess now the only draw for me is ARMS. The punching,
you have them?
Boxing games. Oh. I have arms, but they're not spring arms like they are in the game called ARMS, which is pretty cool.
That game does look pretty fun. It's not a console selling game though.
No, but Zelda definitely is, and I think they're going to lose some console sales because of this choice. Now, like you said, as a consumer, that's great news for people that don't want to upgrade to the Switch just to play Zelda, but they're going to lose out on some sales because of it.
Two words: Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey is
going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
I think it's going to be terrible.
Maybe it won't, but at glance, it's not impressive.
Yeah.
GTA Mushroom
It's Mario
Kingdom.
In real world and other places.
It seems so weird.
As a big fan of how goofy Mario is on his own, I don't think it's necessary. at all?
No, not the slightest.
You just find a bunch of different stuff, aren't you?
Sticky grenade.
Yeah, dude. That's how you get blow up tanks and shit.
You didn't pick it up. Okay.
Right. Like how you have a bipod, but then there's a fucking other bipod right there.
Right.
In other news, For Honor, Ubisoft has released the minimum and recommended requirements for the game For Honor. Surprisingly, the minimum requirements and the recommended requirements aren't as high as I would have
expected. I expected them both to be a lot higher. I thought this game would
be Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Like, you need to buy a fucking new computer.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even make sense for Rainbow Six Siege. Like, I thought that was kind of odd. At least when I played the very little bit of it I played, it didn't seem like it should have been that demanding.
No, it's because they made really low-res textures available in that game, and they don't have to.
Oh, that's true. Okay,
you know, like, they could go... Essentially, they gave you a range between 1024 textures and 4096 textures. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to play ultra-low, the game would look like balls, but it would run great.
You would
great.
Still be able to play. Okay.
But,
damn, guess what I'm going to be playing it at?
What's that?
Ultra-low.
Oh, yeah. Probs. Are you going to play For Honor?
Maybe.
Because the game looks...
Oh, I cannot wait for this fucking
game.
It's
like boffing except a video game.
No,
so.
I know, yeah.
It's like the prettier, better version of...
Chivalry?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, except Chivalry's making a dope-ass game called Mirage that's essentially Overwatch, except it's Chivalry with magic. It's pretty tight.
It looks
I'm
dope.
On the beta list for that. I saw it at PAX. You should check it out.
I'm going to be busy. What's called Mirage?
Mike wants to know if John has risen from the dead to become a zombie yet.
Nope, I'm working on it.
I told him no, he's still firmly beneath the dirt.
We're still looking for the Necronomicon. That quest has not been fulfilled, so
Mirage,
therefore John cannot
Arcane
come back.
Warfare?
Did find the Darkhold, though, so we're halfway there.
Yep. We just need to start a long trek down.
Get a
horse.
So,
just to go
Get
over really briefly, minimum requirements. I'm going to fuck the operating system, whatever. No Linux, sorry. Processor, Intel Core i3 5550 or an AMD Phenom 2 X4 955. Video card, an NVIDIA GeForce 660, 750, 950, 1050 GTX, 2 gigs of VRAM, or an AMD Radeon HD 6970, 7870, R9 270, R9, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. I don't give a shit about AMD. 4 gigs of system RAM, and the resolution would be running at 720p at 30 frames. So, really bad.
Adam's on a horse.
He is on a horse.
I'm probably going to die on this horse.
You're going
to
kill that horse riding it that way, just running it off cliffs and shit.
It's got good knees.
It's got good knees, good hoofs. So the recommended requirements are much better. You're running at a resolution of 1080p at 60fps.
Die real quick on the horse.
Video preset high with vertical sync off, which would be pretty nice if you had variable FPS. And this, you're running an i5-2500K or an FX-6350 or equivalent. This, the video card is surprising me. I thought that they would be pushing the 10 series a lot harder for this game, but they're not. So you have to either be running an NVIDIA GeForce 680, 760, 970, or 1060. So that's 1060 is the recommended, with 2 gigs of VRAM or an AMD equivalent, and 8 gigs of system RAM.
See, I have the 8 gigs of RAM, but I don't have the... I have a 660 instead of a 680.
Yeah.
So I'm just under the wire there.
You could probably
You're
just...
at the minimum then, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everything else I'm not. Everything else I'm good.
Right.
Yeah.
Just that.
You'll probably be able to run it somewhere in between these two presets.
Yeah, it'll be like medium as opposed to high or low.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 1080, 60fps medium.
Yeah, exactly. Seems,
yeah, that seems good.
Without, like, as long as there's no frame lag or anything like that, or screen tearing, it should be fine.
Yeah.
But still, like, I don't know if I want to do it. I haven't committed to a multiplayer AAA game in years, and I am really damned if I'm going to start now.
I don't know.
Last one I committed to decently hard with everybody was GTA.
Overwatch.
I was about to say, goddamn liar.
But I
trying
mostly
to
play
jump a bunch of titles.
I think mine was GTA.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I'll agree with you there. But like, really, I only play Overwatch by myself and maybe Tyler these days. So it feels like I play that game by myself.
Get more friends. No,
No shit.
In other news. Researchers uncover that there is an army of Twitter bots, about 350,000 strong.
Shocking.
Yeah, this one I like. This one I like because, did you see what they mostly have been tweeting?
No, I didn't see that.
Star Wars quotes, novel quotes.
Quotes from Star Wars novels.
Apparently they do it so they seem a lot more real, and like the cadence of speech and stuff in their tweets are a lot more accurate as opposed to a bot just generating sentences.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
That's actually pretty sweet.
But the reason I think it's important is because these are bots. These are unmanned, totally AI constructs that are 350,000 strong, talking to each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right away, that's like Skynet.
Yeah.
A little bit, doesn't it? I mean, a little bit. It doesn't affect anything. It's not like negative or anything, but still... That's 350,000 not people talking on a place for people.
But, I mean, if you've ever used Twitter, I mean, like, bots are so commonplace. I'm surprised the number's only 350,000 accounts.
Well, this was as far back as 2013 was when they started researching it, and it wasn't until this year that they started publishing their papers.
Mm. And I would be surprised if there aren't more that they just didn't catch. Oh, he noticed you.
Oh, he still got stabbed in the kidney. God, you're cruel.
Hey, that guy kind of saw something, but yeah. I was like, eh.
Wait, did that dude just get stabbed? No, can't be.
You could perform a bayonet charge. I didn't get to read all that.
You could perform a bayonet charge.
Yeah, I don't know how, though. I think probably
sprint and then melee.
Yeah.
Try it.
I think that melee. This isn't as scary. Yep. Ooh, wow. Right his fucking spine,
got
man.
Got him, dude.
Wow.
And then that guy kind of saw something and then forgot about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
Did that guy just get bayoneted?
Might be something I saw on the internet. Like
Jesse? Yeah. Jesse, are you okay? All right, good. Just checking.
What is that guy from Kim?
Ollie? No, Opie.
Opie, that's it. That's it.
Because Ollie's the weatherman.
Ollie's the weatherman. It's raining!
It's raining sideways.
Thank you, Ollie. Coming up next, we'll teach Jeff the cameraman how to frame a shot. Sorry.
Poor Jeff. We could go on for a while. Let's stop there.
Before it starts grinding gears.
You know what really grinds my gears? When we don't focus on the news. So, in other news, which I'm just going to keep saying the entire time.
It's a good segue.
Yeah, it really is. Build your own VR accessories. Woo!
I really applaud HTC for this.
This is really cool.
Coolest VR accessory that any of the VR companies have made so far.
Because it's a make your own VR accessory.
Make your own VR accessory.
You got custom shit. Attach this to it. And you can shoot things in real life and pretend.
It's kind of big. I don't know if you guys seen it. It's like this weird tripod looking construction.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean,
like an upside down fancy coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still like it's almost a universal attachable tool that you can just make stuff into VR.
Some of the things that they use in this article that they're talking about is one of them is attached to a baseball bat.
Yep.
For games where it's
that
like,
seems
so dangerous.
A little yeah.
That
yeah.
seems serious. You know, like. Involuntary manslaughter your
I feel
wife
like
or something.
That's a game that you need to have someone in the room to help you control. Just like, hey, getting a little close to the TV, getting a little close to the baby. Like
that's
the baby.
That's what your excuse is going to be when you accidentally kill your
wife.
Your
wife. Yeah. Yeah. Baseball
I didn't know it was her.
They just kept pitching it.
Yeah. I just kept swinging.
It is cool because like just having something that's the right weight. And
yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
For whatever you're doing.
Definitely.
Not a hollow piece
and
of plastic.
And it makes you work out. Do you see this baseball bat this guy's using?
That's a
solid wood bat.
It's a legit bat. And those things they weigh a couple pounds. Like, you feel it when you swing one of those a couple times.
The gloves, I think, are so fucking cool.
What, the baseball gloves?
No, he has gloves. He has gloves, and there's the HTC, the tracker attached to him. And it's like, it reminds me of the old Nintendo Power Glove.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, you know, usable.
There is a company that's developing gloves for motion control in VR that register each individual finger. I've seen a demo for those, so those look pretty cool. Not this, but I still thought that was rad.
So some of the demos that were available for the custom VR accessories were a firefighting simulator educational safety training simulator thingy?
Yeah, the firefighter one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the guy is actually in a fireman's suit. With a a hose nozzle that has the
tracker on the front of it.
The tracker on the front, yeah. So,
have you ever played that firefighting game at like GameWorks or Bullwinkles or whatever?
Yeah, GameWorks.
That's what it reminds me of. Is that
it's actually really cool.
Yeah, I love that game. Yeah. But like, so you imagine that game in VR? Oh my god! And you, as long as you have that attachment. Crazy, dude. Crazy.
I think having the
fire sounds terrifying.
That's why it'd be fun.
Yeah,
because it's totally terrifying. Safe.
If they had heaters around you
and like hot air,
space heaters that actually blow air.
Yeah,
as you move a little, you get like blasted with a blast of hot air.
God,
or when you open a door,
or they have like a collapsible floor where you just fall through and die.
Yeah, that'd
be great,
dude. If you started falling and they dropped you 2 inches, I would flip the fuck out, right?
You're on a little platform that just, like, drops?
Like on a gimbal or something?
Yeah. I mean, we played, what was the game we played? Rush of Blood? Was that it?
Yeah. Until Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, and so that game, I mean, just the
roller coaster.
Just the roller coaster. It felt like you could feel the drop in your stomach, but if you actually added some of those physical sensations to the game, it would be maybe too real. I don't know. And so the same is true with it. Like, you have the weight of a baseball bat, you have a actual firefighter nozzle with a get up on, and there's heaters around you. That experience would be
Can we go back to the baseball bat thing?
Yes.
In the picture, right, he's got plenty of room to move, but
he's swinging like a spastic.
He is. But if I remember right, my swing end, like, I would come through and then carry it through with my hand, you know?
Once you get out of the fucking place, like, the zone where you'd actually possibly
make
contact.
You do that right on one of those pyramids that, you know, is your VR space, the modules that attach to the wall. You just dink.
Just good, man.
Bust it. You let go of the bat. That's the thing. That's why they added the little Wii straps, man. Yeah. He's going to be chucking that bat around, then he's going to get so into it, he's going to hit a home run, he's going to flip the bat flip. And it's going to break his fucking TV.
Right. Like,
I see them getting sued over this. Maybe they'll learn from the Wii and go, like, let's add some safety straps.
I feel like if you put a disclaimer on your product and somebody still breaks something,
they had a disclaimer on the Wii, bro.
And there were TVs that got paid for by Nintendo.
No, and another thing that they show in here is them attaching this to a like a toy rifle, which I thought was a really good idea for shooters. I'm gonna attach this to my kids' Nerf guns and start playing with them.
Omnidirectional treadmill.
Oh yes,
that'd be cool.
I've been hearing about omnidirectional treadmills for the last 6 years. Yeah, they would be cool, man. Where the fuck are they?
Seriously.
Well.
That's exciting.
Yes.
This next story I thought was important to put in because we covered it so much in 2016.
Is this the battery?
Yeah, Samsung has come out with a very lengthy and pretty honest apology for the Note 7 catastrophe of last year. You know, at the very least, first of all, I deeply apologize to all of our... Who is this guy, first of all? Let's see. It's DJ Ko. He's the head of the mobile division. First of all, I deeply apologize... Damn it, fucking ads. First of all, I deeply apologize to all our customers, carriers, retail, and distribution partners. We believe that as a first step to regain your trust, it is important to provide you with a thorough understanding of the cause of the Galaxy Note 7 incidents and to implement a comprehensive plan to take preventative measures. So right off the bat, he's like, hey, we fucked up. We fucked up real bad. And then they go on to describe how the lithium-ion battery was the sole cause of all of these exploding phones. I don't know. It's just...
It rarely see interesting.
You rarely see, like, major corporations being like,
my bad, bro.
My bad.
We're sorry. I had seen a picture, too, of, like, what was actually wrong with the battery. Is it something about, like a internal layer was too thin on or in the wrong place on one side or something, so the negative terminals were touching.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I just
not good.
Well, I think Adam, when he releases the full webpage for this episode, he'll include this article. You should definitely give it a look, especially if you had a Note 7 that did this or you were worried about a Note 7 doing this. You could definitely see either what happened to you or what you avoided.
I also like that in this they say that they're implementing a new battery safety check into their manufacturing, and then they go over this 8-point safety check. So they're actually now showing you, like, hey, this is what we'll be doing to check your batteries
in
to make
future,
sure that
you're
safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel a little bit better as a consumer, because it's not just some smoke that they could possibly be blowing up your ass. It's right. No, this is what we're going to be doing.
Our bad. We're not changing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was important to include the story.
No, yeah, for sure. And hopefully the Note 8 doesn't kill people like the Note 7 did.
We need...
Mike says, sure, let's talk news to the game's cutscene.
Yeah, well, of course. Nobody wants to hear this. You're not shooting people.
Sorry, Mike.
From
communication.
From down here on the ground to up in the sky, United Airlines actually had to bring everything back down to the ground because they had a computer outage, so they had to ground all of their flights for... like 2 or 3 hours?
2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
But it didn't affect their international flights.
No.
For whatever reason.
It was just domestic. It was just domestic.
I mean, I'm sure there were some effects just because of the lag of flights as far as people missing it, but all of the international ones still took off.
But shifting an entire 2 hour timetable.
Yeah.
For all of your domestic flights.
That's
going to
take them
flights.
Weeks to figure that out.
Yeah. And probably cost them a pretty penny in vouchers and free flights to customers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably
they might
not
have
every
use more planes or switch up their fleet a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe rent planes.
And I'm sure not all customers got a voucher, but I'm sure if you bitched enough, you got a free flight or
sometimes
partial
you don't even
reimbursement.
Need to bitch, man. Yeah,
when
I was
just
on Alaska. Like when we were Alaska Airlines. We're coming back from Montana. It was the middle of winter, and the seals on the door. It was so frozen. The seals on the door had frozen over, and no matter how much they de-iced it, they couldn't pressurize the plane. So they had to call in a new plane, and we got Everybody on the plane got $150 in a certificate. So.
Nice. Yeah.
So I mean, sometimes you don't even need to do shit. Like, it's not like they don't know, Yeah, this obviously doesn't suck for you.
For literally anybody that's flying with us right now.
But I could just imagine, let's say like 20,000 people, just to throw out a number, were inconvenienced over the course of 2 hours across the country. You can imagine that they're already, like, as soon as they announced that, they already had damage control in place.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, I've...
Peter, Rachel says that your flight was canceled delayed because Montana.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah. Oh, and Mike wanted to let you guys all know that he's beat this game a long time ago.
Good for
so
Mike.
He doesn't even care.
Good job,
We're not talking about this right now, though. That's later. So
don't break
hold
your
that
arm
comment.
While jerking yourself
no, I've
off.
Seen a lot of like I've seen a lot of flights that get canceled. They'll offer to put them on a flight by another carrier if there's room on that flight too. So I'm sure that there was a lot of shuffling and that some other airlines got some of this. Some free business from US Air.
That's a great point. Like, I wonder if, like, American Airlines, like, hey, we can, like, stretch our wings on our flight plans a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, let's move a little bit to the right. American calls Alaska and is like, did you hear that shit about United? Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. These guys,
paid.
Bro.
Getting paid.
Full loads rest
beers.
Of the day.
Meanwhile, like, the United guys are still down on the tarmac. Oh, we could hear you. Everything you guys are saying is still broadcast.
We know, motherfucker.
Get some.
Your mic's still on.
10-4, good buddy.
You guys are assholes. 10-4.
Roger that.
Get on the horse.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. Just get on it.
Yeah.
He's got
scope up there,
do.
Bro. You're being shot by the sniper up on that water.
I'm about to be shot by a lot of things here in a second.
Hopefully,
get shot by other things.
Inconvenience too many people, though. Like, hopefully nobody was on their way to see a dying relative or to see their child born or something like that.
Statistically, that's probably happened.
No, I'm sure it did. But I'm just saying, hopefully that's not the case.
Can horses die, Adam?
I don't know.
I mean, eventually everything dies.
Not if it's Metal Gear Solid.
Thanks, Adam. Get him.
You killed
him. Did you kill that horse?
Yes. You killed that horse. What is your problem?
He wanted to know if the horse could die.
Teabag it.
Doesn't mean you should murder it in cold blood.
Teabag it. Just make it all complete.
Oh,
shit.
I'm dead.
No, you're okay. Just keep running. Everything's awesome.
I'll hide by the dead horse.
Oh, look. There's artillery.
You probably used that, maybe?
Probably.
Probably can't turn it
not
very much.
That way very well.
Oh, sure.
Maybe.
Oh, do you go back to get that sniper up on the hill?
Where's the horse?
It's on the barrel.
Right there,
barrel.
And then there's one farther to the right, too.
Does it fall over?
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you have to apparently.
I have to reload.
Hey, at least you got cover. You got that guy.
Dead. That guy's dead.
That guy's not dead. He's pieces.
How is the tank not on your ass already?
Right.
Luck. AI.
Well, that's all the news that we have. I mean, we can pretty much just cut right into Battlefield 1 now.
Sure can. And watching Adam shoot this cache of guns is really a lot of fun.
I bet it is.
No, I'm just saying. Turn!
What is happening there?
I was trying to get out, but it seemed like it was lagging a bit or something.
Rachel says horses don't die, they turn into unicorns. Sure.
That's the afterlife.
There's no such thing, Peter. Quit lying to yourself.
Quit lying to the poor girl.
I like unicorns.
So this is Battlefield 1.
What is this? 2016's one of 2016's best action games?
Yeah.
Easily. Easily the best.
Around.
Nothing's ever going to bring me down.
So what else other than it's Battlefield 1, Adam?
Well, sorry, I'm just trying not to die. Right
normally
there.
This is where you hand it off.
He's throwing...
Yeah, I know.
But you're not gonna.
Grenades. He's throwing grenades at a tank.
I mean, you know, it's Battlefield.
Developed by Dice Games.
Everybody pretty much knows what it is.
You just, like, ran right
into it. It was, a November release last year? October or November? I remember it was a fall release.
It was whenever Titanfall came out.
Yeah.
Didn't Dice Games start their development as just Xbox arcade games?
Yeah, I believe so.
Like 1943 mm-hmm. and 1941, and I think it wasn't until Bad Company 2 that Dice actually had a full AAA release.
Yeah. That game is fucking awesome.
October 21st, if anybody still cares about the release date.
Sure was!
It's available on PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One...
And oh god, it's a tank.
Shit. shit.
It's really good campaign, actually. I haven't played a lot of it at all. I've had it since shortly after release. I bought it for I think I found it for $35 somewhere on sale. But I haven't played much of it. I haven't played a little bit of the multiplayer.
What is that you got?
I die a lot if you're not playing with other people, you know?
It's a machine gun. I like how we picked the desert for its brightness, and then we're playing in a night level.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess it's not any better, huh?
No, not really.
There's a ton of people coming right now.
That's how I throw
so,
it.
Okay. Oh.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So the campaign, it's just a bunch of different...
vignettes. Adam had it right. Vignettes.
Yeah.
Little small story missions that concern the death of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Most wars do.
Most whores?
Wars.
Ah, gotcha.
Fucking whores.
Death is just the topic of this game, you know? It even starts off with some quote talking about how, you're not expected to survive this. Yeah.
Was it from the Russian side of the fight?
The first little introductory mission or whatever is just you going through and dying with a few different people.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I have
free
health.
Actually, isn't it you go through and die with every playable character and then play their missions?
Probably. It could be that.
Yeah, because I think I've read something about that.
I don't remember playing through this one, but I might have. I was trying to play through it quick so we didn't have to do that on the stream.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, Dice Games also apparently worked on the multiplayer version of Medal of Honor. Anybody was curious.
Old school game.
Also worked on Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
There's totally a person in that tank.
That game kind of sucked.
Yeah.
They worked on Star Wars Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
You were 26, Adam. No, you were 36.
It probably is, because it shows their names at the beginning, too, when you die.
Yeah.
So you can probably see, you know. It's a very, very beautiful game.
They spent a lot of time making this game look epic.
It's visceral, too. Like, when you do those kills with either the bayonet or the up-close mm-hmm. and personal melee kills, man. Hoo boy.
Hoo boy.
It's a little rough.
I'm gonna ride a horsey.
I want to ride a horsey.
Any multiplayer experience, Adam?
Just a little bit. Like I said, dying a lot because
people have been playing for a long time.
Yeah. Go stab someone with a saber, dude.
Fire. So yeah, you very much framed after Lawrence of Arabia in this instance.
Yeah. That's they had that quote in the very beginning of the scene.
So. Yeah, that's what this section's on, this campaign.
I mean, one of the aside from, you know, the excellent multiplayer, like big team battles, 64 player matches and stuff, there's also something to be said about finally we get a war game that's not World War II or something in the far, far future.
Right.
This is an actual historical war. And I
or
think
modern
when,
warfare.
Yeah, sure. And I think one of the good things about it is they show you the experimental nature of all of these fucking weapons.
Yeah.
Adam, when I first got here, he was playing like with a tank, and it was pretty badass because he was saying like apparently these tanks are like almost unstoppable. They're just not reliable.
Right. So like that's what it was saying right before you started that mission, is they'll just die on you. You know? Yeah.
Come on, old girl.
But, I mean, in World War One, I mean, that's probably one of the first wars where tanks were actually used.
It was.
Yeah.
You're probably indestructible. Yeah.
It was also the last war used that used horses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm really glad that they did include that in the game.
It's because charging is not a thing anymore.
You can't.
You don't.
Like line fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
You're
a thing.
You're just going to get destroyed then.
Oh, yeah.
Once they had automatic weapons in World War One, they did not. Tactics did not catch up very quickly. Yeah. And
Mike says that you suck at multiplayer. That's why you don't play it, Adam.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to do a show and not listen to Mike's bullshit.
Not you.
I don't care.
Well, they're both named Adam.
I'm defending.
I'm defending us both.
Yes.
Raw.
Anger.
You wouldn't know, Mike, because you're playing this on the PS4 anyway.
Oh.
So you're not seeing this these beautiful...
dark graphics.
Yeah. Well, right then wasn't the right time to be.
He's also dragon. Playing with a bunch of scrubs because they're on consoles. So.
I've heard it said instead of PC Master Race, it should be just called PC Enthusiast.
That's good. I'm okay with that.
Sounds a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't sound like such an asshole.
I'm a bigger fan of PC Master Race.
Yeah, well, Hitler was a fan of Master Races, too.
Exactly.
You were 36.
That's not good. You should stop dying, Adam.
No.
Just skate better.
No. I'm good.
No. I will die as many times as is necessary.
I'm going to go take that sniper rifle. Sniper rifle.
The snipers are there.
Take the sniper rifle from the sniper rifle? Sniper rifle?
I guess the man isn't called the sniper rifle. He is just the sniper.
His name's Hans.
The multiplayer is fun, though. I'm sure it's much funner if you're playing with people that...
Wait,
you know.
Back up. Go back.
Mike says PC players are cheaters.
Yeah, they're cheaters because they have a better control system.
There's cheaters
everywhere. Turn around now. Turn back. Walk up that hill.
This one?
No. Go back. The way you were going. The way that you had already gone.
Use directions.
Right there. Do you see that? The grass is floating.
Does anybody see how the grass is floating? Oh, shit. Go under it.
Yeah. I'll never see you now. It's like tickling your head. It's like, I love you.
Rachel says she's glad she didn't play a game like this while she was here. It would have been a very comical affair.
I don't know if you're
I don't know,
it could have
been fun.
Me okay. either.
It probably, I think the comedy would make it fun, right? I mean, at least for recording.
For everybody else, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we like watching.
Oh, Jesus.
He's just like looking at you with the scope right there. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're dead now.
How are you not? Okay, there's the alarm.
Yeah, I think
everybody's looking at you now. You oh, there you right go. That's out. An interesting
Ooh,
looking.
He's
scope.
On the water tower over there.
He is.
You best chill out, bro. Steady scope.
How do I do that?
It's left. Push down on the left thumbstick.
Oh, that's handy.
So, Mike, did you ever get your platinum trophy on Titanfall?
We will know soon.
Yeah.
To be continued.
Well, I figure it's going to take a little while to...
Yeah, to filter through.
For him to kill this guy. Jesus Christ.
Well, he's kind of like behind a pole or something.
There you
too.
Got him.
Yeah, you were like shooting a
pole. Oh, shit.
Wow, there goes a sandbag cover.
He said, ow.
Well, Battlefield 1 VR would probably be crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now just go ahead and snipe the tank.
Ooh, that guy right there.
Yeah, just fucking take him out. You
have shit.
You better get away.
I got this.
He's just going to keep shooting at you.
No worries. Oh, he's down there.
I mean, you got pretty alright cover because you're...
I don't see anybody.
There's a bunch of propane tanks over there, it looks like.
I'm going to shoot them. Oh, I don't got those blow up.
Maybe.
At least not with the sniper rifle. Nothing.
No.
Lame.
Just like, dink.
Yeah.
Lame.
Damn, he's still looking at me.
I mean, you haven't moved. What do you expect? Like, ah. Oh. All
right, I'll move.
My aggro timer.
That's the guy you need to get.
Just like
doing the most damage.
Just like VR, watching Adam play games is always fun. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's the tank.
Don't Pew. Shoot that.
I shot a rock.
You have 2 bullets left, by
you
the way.
You can get it with your grenades, but...
You gotta get close.
Yeah.
Throw them. You don't have any sting grenades, do you? What is that? More.
That's a truck.
That is a truck. An armored truck.
Right.
With a dude on top.
Back up.
Damn. Wow. Yeah, you gotta lead quite a bit if you're gonna want to hit that.
One shot, one kill, Adam.
Yeah, that hasn't been holding true so far.
Yes, it has.
I've seen 4 kills.
Nope. And 4 shots, yeah.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. Nope.
I killed that propane
you
tank.
You shot a propane tank. Get out of here. There's a one shot, one kill.
I think the game definitely...
Mike said he didn't get the platinum yet, and he wants us to keep it down because he's playing The Last of Us, and he probably needs to hear.
That sounds like a personal problem
hey,
for Mike.
Hey, Mike, I beat that game a long time ago,
I beat
bro.
That game in 2013, you know, when it came out. Yeah. Or 2014.
Can I melee?
Yeah. Jump on top of it.
You can.
Come back.
How are you not dead?
Let me in.
No, get on top of the firing thingy. Yeah, there you there go. There now I can't shoot you.
But he can.
No. Just you're a target now.
Else, oh, you got shot on top of it? I don't know.
So, no, he didn't get the platinum in Titanfall.
The top is lava.
Yeah, can't beat
the
that.
The top is lava.
Can't beat that first course, huh?
Man, must feel pretty shitty to be so bad.
Lol. Anything else on Battlefield 1? You know, we don't often tout other channels or anything, but... one of my favorite channels on YouTube is Funhouse, and they have a blast playing this game, playing Battlefield 1. After you're done watching all of our content, and you should go check out what they have to do, because it's some good shit.
They do play a lot of Battlefield 1.
Yeah. They played it back in beta.
Yeah!
And when the
oh, shit.
Ooh. Get him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, shit, son. Watch out for the front of that gun. Yeah.
Aww. Aww. Flicka. Flying.
Flicka, no.
Well, here you go.
All right. You know,
I'll tell you guys about Two Eyes.
Two Eyes.
I have those.
You've got them. Good night.
Peter, don't let. You've got 4 eyes.
Now I'm Superman.
He has 2 eyes and then 2 pieces
of glass.
Yeah,
but you can't see me.
In front of them.
This is my normal face.
Looks normal.
Yeah, obviously.
So, 2 Eyes is a 360 degree camera that also films in 3D. So, instead of most 360 degree cameras, how they're just a little ball, this one actually has. Two cameras facing forward, two 180 degree cameras facing forward, and two 180 degree cameras on the back side of it as well. And these, since they're 180 degrees, it allows for a full 360 degree view around the device in every direction. But it also films in 3D as well, since there are 2 instead of just the 1. Most of the time, cameras like this, the way that they would do 3D is they would take the single frame and then just bump it over a couple of millimeters to kind of duplicate what a 3D shot would look like, but this actually films from 2 separate angles, so you're actually getting a little bit more of that depth. It is a Kickstarter, but it is already completely funded by like 300% with 30 days to go. And these things are going to set you back $240, and that's the MSRP. That's what they'll normally cost. So not terrible, especially noting that it records in up to 4K quality if you wanted to. It's really accessible 3D camera. It comes with an app that you can not only edit the footage that you just filmed, but you can also share it to your social media, like, YouTube 360, Facebook 360, or just share the 3D video that's not in 360. I just thought this was a really cool camera. That
you can also do it in single eye mode.
You
like,
can.
You can turn it sideways.
Yes,
yeah.
You can. In which case, it won't be 3D, but it will still give you that 360 degree view. So you can actually, if you orient it So if you hold it horizontal, like a pair of binoculars, it'll film in 3D. And then if you just rotate it vertically, it'll just film in 360 for you. I just thought it was really cool that not only was it doing 3D, but it was also doing, that. I mean, it was 3D in 360, because most of 360
and 4K.
Video, yeah, and most of 360 videos that you'll find on YouTube, it's just, like, you feel like you're inside a ball looking around. You know, nothing has really any three-dimensional depth to it. It just feels like you're inside a ball that's covered in screens on the inside. This will actually help give you some depth with that, like most VR will.
So, there is one drawback to this. You can't record 3D in any position. You have to basically hold it up to your face like you would an old school camera in order to maximize where this thing focuses. Like I couldn't hold it down by my knee and focus on something parallel to my knee. I would have to hold it up to my face
and look down at it.
And look down. Yeah. So that's cool because it uses your own natural focus.
Yeah.
But it's limiting as far as being as far as like, you know, actually filming and stuff, because you can't get different perspectives.
Right. And I don't think that this is necessarily
it's meant to capture it's like a point click.
This is more for the consumer novel, you know, hobbyist person that's out there just dinking around.
Damn it.
You know, maybe he finds a way to strap it to his hat and goes for a walk down a sweet trail and film some stuff like that.
I think as long as you keep it in line, like, if you have a hat with a bill.
Right, just put it, like, right above that. Yeah. I thought it would be really cool to be able to mount to a helmet if you were, like, a dirt bike rider or any motorcyclist or, like, you wear a helmet when you ski.
Yeah.
So, like, that, just to have that 360-degree view of while someone is skiing or doing something
active. Because you can look down at yourself.
Yeah.
Down your skis, your path. Look behind you.
Look behind, yeah.
And it's not like it has... It actually has 6 cameras on it. It doesn't have 4.
Oh, I thought it was only 4.
No, there's 2 on the sides that capture the... The reason it does do 360 is because it's got 2 cameras on the sides.
Oh, I didn't notice the 2 on the sides, and I thought with where they were placed and how thin the device was that the 180 lenses were able to just kind of and catch just enough to make that happen.
Even with fisheye, it's not 180 degrees.
Yeah, it's like 130 or something.
Yeah, it's
like
a lot, but it's you're not, missing
not
a
full
few degrees
180.
Yeah.
Usually you need 6 cameras to do get it. Full 360, well, just like the faces of a cube.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Fair enough.
But from price to function to size to usability.
Very accessible. Yeah, $240. They did have some early birds that were going. I think the lowest early bird was $150 or $200. And then they have like different size packs that you can get. So you can get, they have a couples pack to where you can get 2 for the price of, I think, just for like $400 instead of the $450 or $500 that you would pay if you bought them.
The early bird couple pack is still there, but the
All these single early birds are gone. Yeah, the only way you can get the only way you can get just a single now is just by paying the $239, which is still very reasonable for what this does, in my opinion.
It'd be a lot of fun, like, if we did more outside nature stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, but we don't.
Fair enough.
We pretty much stay in this room.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you get, like somebody that, speaking of outdoors, like, somebody that rides a mountain, like, does that super crazy, like, downhill mountain biking, put it, like, directly on their handlebar so you can look forward at what they're looking at, or you can look back and watch the terror on their face.
Or, like, the sheer, like, yeah! Yeah,
or that, too.
Or you can look back behind them and see, because usually when you're watching those kind of mountain bike cam thing, it's, like, really scary. You're only looking downhill, but then you look back and you're like, oh, my God, that's
they
where
went
he
down
was.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Even watching them go down,
steep
though.
Steep as hell.
Oh,
yeah.
Even watching them go down, I'm like, nope.
Edward, thanks for chiming in. He goes, ew, nature.
outside.
Fresh air.
One thing, but speaking of doing outside, I know that there is a company that's doing a lot of virtual reality tours of places.
Yep.
And this would be great for, like, here, go walk down this trail.
Follow,
you know,
this path specifically so we can use it as our virtual reality tour. Yeah.
Exactly.
Be cool if the global internet gets better, then people that are like backpacking through Europe or something like that could have 360 cams and you could just tune in
and
to,
just stream
like,
it.
Live,
yeah.
And then they're just live streaming their hike through Spain or some shit.
People go
live streaming Everest.
Yeah.
That would be
dope. And it would, man, if you could do that in VR. Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You would get people like, I want to do this forever. Like, people on their deathbeds and stuff, like in hospitals, who want to, like, you know, experience
something.
Never
been to the Vatican, but they're, like, devout Catholic. You
sure,
know,
show me the Sistine Chapel.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And actually, one thing that is cool with this, because your videos are able to be used in some sort of VR headset, comes with the free, they're not calling it Google Cardboard. But it's Google Cardboard.
Yeah,
it's just a free cardboard headset, so you can use your smartphone with it. So that way, out of the box, you can play with it and still kind of get that
sneaky Adam
that immersive feeling that you get in VR. Obviously, your phone screen isn't going to be able to take full, or isn't going to be able to look back in full 4K that you recorded in, but you can still watch your footage.
Sure.
But yeah, that's it. If you're interested in this, you can get on their Kickstarter right now. Is the only place to order them.
Rachel says that Google Maps should invest in this kind of technology. And I think they
do with their cars.
Yeah, but they don't. They just use 360 cams, like, mounted to their cars.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not video. They're all stills.
Yeah.
But I think it's better that they're stills, so you're not watching someone walk down the fucking street.
Or, like, you know, since you can do Google Earth and Street View
house. Yeah.
Like, oh, look, she's vacuuming.
Well, I mean, that would only work if the car was out in front of your house at the time anyways, but you could watch the old footage.
I've seen my car outside the front of my house.
Yeah, if you go to my dad's house on Google Maps Earth View recently and go down to Street View, you can look through his open front door and see him making a drink in the kitchen.
You keep forgetting to reload.
Yeah, I forgot that it...
Single shot.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it for the two eyes. Pretty much going to do it for that. it's accessible.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, it seems like it's a tinker toy that doesn't have an insane price point.
Yeah. Plus, like, with not only, like, VR becoming a bigger thing, but also, like, 360 views.
Oh, yes.
And people becoming, like, I don't know.
Well,
their
Facebook,
own...
you can upload 360 videos straight to Facebook.
Yeah,
like...
I know. What I'm saying is, like, people becoming their own video producer editors like we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to hit that market while you can.
No, yeah. I mean, especially if you're, like, say somebody that's a DJ that wants to get, like, their sets and their live performances out as kind of an advertisement for other gigs, they just set a 360-degree camera on their deck or whatever the hell they call it.
Sure.
And then you can just watch their performance from either the crowd's point of view or from his point of view.
Or like small town fucking rappers and stuff for small shows. Put it like right on top of their speaker, and instead of
or
like,
attach
using
it to a mic stand and leave the mic stand somewhere on stage. Yeah.
For sure. And instead of using like the audio from the time, actually play your track on it.
There you go. And that way you're not getting shitty live audio that's recorded through something. Yeah.
Or, like, if you do talks during it, like MC Chris, he does a lot of in-between skits between his sets.
Right.
So, like, switch them out, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But still have that 360 capability. It'd be very versatile. You can use this in a lot of ways.
Any band, the drummer could put it just on
a stick.
Yeah. That would be great. But no, I mean, just on any one of his drums. So, like, anytime he hit the bass, it would vibrate a little bit. But
the
then you would get the, like,
that?
Behind, like, the drummer's point of view, which is the complete opposite of the crowd's.
Yeah, I want to see it. Aw.
I didn't get close enough.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you could do with this, especially if you're already into doing any sort of
editing or
photo shooting or anything like that.
Got two more grenades,
though. I don't know if I did say it, but it does come with a free app, obviously, and you can either shoot from, you can just straight just press record and then orient it the way you want it to and just start shooting straight from the device, or you can use the app that from your smart device, phone, or tablet, and then control the camera that way.
I think it'd be better if you could adjust the app allows you to adjust the focus.
Oh,
if you
that
can,
would be nice.
If you can adjust distance on the camera itself via the
through
app.
Through the app? That becomes so much more versatile that
for
way.
For sure, yeah. That's what you would want to do, right?
That was one thing I was a little upset about looking at their Kickstarter, is they have a video of the app, but it's just a video of somebody poking the screen.
Oh,
and, like,
not actually using the app?
Yeah, they don't go into like what the app
thing
can
was
do,
about to blow
if there's
up
any focusing or any after effects that you can do with it.
Because they didn't really have anything else with enough firepower to get that tank.
Because those tank grenades, I guess you got to get right
just
up.
Kamikaze, just a grenade, a live grenade.
But he's
got
to live.
On a horse.
Just... Yes, exactly.
Be a grunt like from Halo.
But yeah, no, that'll do it for the Two Eyes. It's a pretty straightforward device that has a lot of potential if you're into that kind of thing.
So what I realized not having John here is we have 10 minutes of extra time.
Yeah, I was trying to spread that out. Like, I was trying to stretch there.
We need some tangents.
Anything you guys want to do over the course of the next month or two that you want to talk about?
VR. Resident Evil VR.
Yes.
So we should probably decide right here and now. Is it going to be me that plays that?
I will volunteer if you don't want to do it.
Well, I think everybody wants to play.
Yeah. Yeah. How, switch off?
We could do that.
Switch off?
We could do a video of every person. I think the game is
divided into pretty delineated chapters.
Sure.
So I think it'd be funny. I don't know which one's scarier. I'm going to be playing it tonight. So
you tell us.
Yeah, I'll figure out what's scary and then get back to you. And then we'll make Josh play the scariest.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I would like to do like just a walkthrough with us. We do that once a week for the next couple weeks. If that's
walkthrough,
you know, okay, yeah, we actually do the game.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, like when you're shooting with John with
Let's
sticks.
Play.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, he's dead, so I mean, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I guess
anymore.
We're never gonna finish that.
Sorry, he got time. I'm still working on the man. I'll bring him back. I promise.
Yeah, we should bring him back in makeup.
It's gonna be
week.
Mostly chewed bubble gum and paper clips by the time I'm done. But
what are we fucking talking about right now?
John's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
John's dead.
Okay. I thought
and
he's
we're gonna
back
be doing
a zombie.
Weekend at Jonathan's.
Oh, can you kill him before he gets in the goddamn tank?
Oh, come on, Adam, get him.
Get him, and then get in the tank.
Fucking stab that motherfucker.
Then get in the tank. Get in the tank. Get in the tank.
Get in the
tank.
In the tank. There you go.
Yeah!
This is how you beat this. Why didn't you do this three times ago?
Is how you win.
Go for the gun. You got to go for the. You got to go for that.
Artillery gun. I'm
artillery
gun.
Gun.
That
yeah.
Before,
yeah. And then remember, there's a truck coming. That comes through.
So in my, if this game, if they recognize you as an enemy before you shoot on them, I'm calling bullshit.
Right, because you're in their tank
and you stealth the fuck out of that. So
yeah.
There's no reason why they should know. They should just be like, oh, he's in a weird spot. Oh, that's a sweet.
There are other ways
devil.
That they could
awesome.
Know that it was you,
yeah.
though. Like if they had designated patrols, they'd be like, "Why is this tank right
yeah,
here?
Like, why the hell are you driving this?"
Although
way?
He's totally not fazed. Shoot the bro.
Oh
no, never mind.
Oh, shoot that. Yeah.
Is he dead?
No.
No, he's
how
alive.
How is he not dead?
Oh, the horse! The horse! The horse!
Yeah, make sure he doesn't get on the fucking horse.
I feel so sorry for you, horsey. You missed.
He jumped it.
I guess.
Right in the face.
He didn't jump that. I thought the horse was
you like leveled
gone
the whole tent,
first,
yeah.
so.
Everything, and
sniper's
then you
up there
ran
to your
over
left.
It. You ran over the fucking horse.
Adam's like sniper. Ha! You got him.
He's way dead.
Snipers
so
do not
is
concern
the water
me.
Tower.
I'm in my final form.
You found your tank enemy.
You're tanking me.
Oh, nice dodge.
Nice
dodge.
Dodge.
That is not the other full size tank, though. Is
hey,
it?
Peter, can we do another Drunk Souls?
Sure can. Yeah.
With Randui.
Randui Fun Times.
Do you still have Randui Fun Times saved?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We didn't get very far, so
no.
It's
not... I could get us to where we were in like
10 minutes.
Like not even.
Rachel says when John comes back, please have that mofo in a Hawaiian shirt and some sunglasses.
No.
Like fucking please.
He's gonna be covered in dirt
Wicked
and mud because I pulled him from the ground.
He'll be dead. That's the reference.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's, man. I don't have much else for tonight.
No.
Adam and I neglected to put out any of the VR that we recorded last week. So
but it's coming.
We will try to
it
do that
coming.
This week.
Yeah, I got
stuff.
Busy this weekend.
It happens.
Stuff. So
stuff.
Yeah.
Life is life, yeah.
We don't upgraded my computer. It was a good time.
Yeah, yeah, nice. You got an upgrade this week.
I did. It was nice.
What'd you get?
I got a new processor, new motherboard, and new cooling system.
This man's running
Peter,
off.
I got
liquid
a liquid cool system.
Nice.
I
one of those H20s.
i7. I overclocked it to 4.5 gigahertz.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I like it. Unfortunately, though...
Well, you missed, but you didn't miss.
It unverified my fucking Microsoft account.
Damn it.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, Microsoft thinks I have a pro when I should have a home.
I like how that Shaq is as sturdy as a tank.
I know. I was trying to blow it up.
Weird. Did you have...
I had home beforehand.
Legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, they took it from me. They took 7 from me and just gave me 10 one night.
So what I think happened is his account wasn't linked up, and Windows 10 has you, like, it links your license to your Microsoft account.
Yeah.
So I don't think his account was linked up before we did it. So now it's not recognizing it because of the upgraded hardware.
Right.
So what I'm thinking that we can do is boot up the old motherboard and processor with the hard drive he had.
Yeah.
And hopefully if it sees the key is genuine, then link up his account and be able to upgrade it the proper way. Then.
So that means I'd have to create a new Microsoft account.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, because the one I have right now is registered to my laptop.
You can have both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be fine.
Yeah, it'll be the same one.
Instead of airing our laundry, let's get out of here.
Okay, good night.
Right as I'm doing good.
No one wants to see this.
Be sure to check out our YouTube page later. Rainbow Bacon 2, hello. You're just now joining us as we're about to leave.
So goodbye.
But
your name is fucking awesome.
Yeah, Rainbow Bacon 2. Why 2? Was Rainbow Bacon 1 taken? Or
it was like that Ben Stiller thing from Between Two Ferns.
Yeah. I will, like Adam and I said, weird. We will be doing more video content. This is Rainbow Bacon. This is PC.
That's why it's so beautiful.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. We'll be doing video content on our YouTube channel later this week. And we'll be back next week with John and Peter. Well, dead John and Peter doing Game and Gadget.
Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. That's
so
what we're
fitting
doing.
For when I'll have John finally reanimated.
Yeah. Zombie John playing Resident Evil 7.
So I got to get back to the lab. I'm going
to
go.
Say goodbye to the audio listeners.
Bye. Bye.